Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right, so 2020 strikes again. Hasn't been the greatest year on record, folks. Hopefully it ends better with a Donald Trump re-election effort. I've got a little bit of bad news personally I want to share with you today. I don't typically get into personal stories because you all have important things and lives to live. And in this time now, we don't need to waste any time on my personal issues. But given the nature of it, it's something you, as my incredible and loyal audience for 5+ years now, you are entitled to know. So I'm going to get to that. I've got that, but there is other things going on, and we're going to move on after that too. And we're going to plow straight through. Hunter Biden story's out. Yep, that story's back. We got that. And the tech tyrants. I'm going to show you evidence, direct evidence of how the tech tyrants, YouTube, Twitter, all these fake book, how they screw with conservatives. It's irrefutable evidence. I'm going to show you from my phone. Not a joke. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Ladies and gentlemen, protect your online activity today from prying eyeballs. Get a VPN. Don't wait. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Again, welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today? Fine, sir.
Hey, I'm doing good. I know where this show is headed. I'm going to shut my mouth and move along. How's that?
Well, I appreciate it. I've spoken to Joe at length. Joe's always, I've got very good friends, as I said to Joe before, and Joe is one of them. So Joe's kind of read in. Folks, if you would just be patient with me today with the spots, there are good companies that paid a lot of money to be on the show to talk to you. They like the show. They like you. So they pay a lot of money to be here. I'm going to, for the first time, for a reason, it'll probably make sense in a while, I'm going to read these first two spots back to back. I sincerely appreciate your patience, but these are good companies that pay a lot of money, again, to be here on the show, and I appreciate them. They make the show possible. So I don't typically do this. I typically space them out, but I think it'll make sense afterwards. So today's show is brought to you by our good friends at LifeLock. Identity theft has become a big-time crime with criminal gangs operating units dedicated to stealing your identity. Certain behaviors can make you more vulnerable to identity theft, like not checking your credit card or bank statements. Big mistake. Using the same username and password in every account. Bigger mistake. Never checking your credit report and oversharing personal information on social media. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. You could miss certain identity threats by only monitoring your credit. That's why LifeLock's here. I have LifeLock. My wife has LifeLock. I have it on my kids' accounts too. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity thefts, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information's out there, they'll send you an alert. I get them on my phone via text. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can find out if your information is on the dark web. Get your free dark web scan today at lifelock.com/Bongino. Don't wait. Pick the plan that's right for you and save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Bongino. That's a free scan. You're not going to want to miss this at lifelock.com/Bongino and get 25% off using promo code Bongino. Don't wait. Thank you, LifeLock. We have LifeLock. They've saved me from quite a few credit report disasters, so we appreciate it. Today's show also brought to you by our friends, as you know, at ExpressVPN. They have been a great sponsor of the show. They've been with us from the beginning. Kind of a perfect segue, because if you don't want your identity stolen at all, a good way to start is by getting a VPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. You wouldn't do that. ISPs, internet service providers like Comcast or Verizon, they know every single website you visit. Why are you letting them do that? ISPs can sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing that bathroom door. Fire up the app, click one button. This is rated the number one VPN by CNET, Wired, and The Verge. It works on phones, laptops, even routers. Everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. We use ExpressVPN on all of our devices here at Bongino Inc. here in my house. Secure your online activity today. Don't wait. You hear them opening up my show every day. They've been a great sponsor. ExpressVPN.com/Bongino. Go today. That's ExpressVPN.com/Bongino. And you get an extra 3 months free. Go today. ExpressVPN.com/Bongino. All right, Joe, let's go.
All right, brother.
Opening bell happens no matter what, right? We pledge that. So
unstoppable
it will not
bell.
Be days without the opening bell. Yeah, the unstoppable bell. So some of you watch my show and see me on Fox News at night. Noticed something, and I've gotten a lot of emails about it, received a lot of emails about it, and I have to address it. So I have a growth on my neck. It's on my left side. It's been there for a little bit of time now. I thought, because that's just me, and I'm not the brightest guy when it comes to my own health sometimes. I thought it was because I had gotten choked out in jiu-jitsu a few weeks ago pretty bad, and I had some swelling on my neck, so I thought that's what it was. But I was shaving for Fox and Friends on Sunday morning, and weirdly enough, I'd received probably 4 or 5 Facebook messages in my Facebook account from viewers saying, "Dan, you've got a lump on your neck." You know what it reminded me of? This is probably no time for Dan Bongino humor, but it is because it's my show. You ever see the movie, what is it, Old School, where the guy has the tranquilizer dart, Will Ferrell, and he shoots himself in the neck and he doesn't know he has the dart in his neck?
Yes.
And the guy's like, the Stifler kid, he's like, "There's a dart in your neck."
Yes.
Well, people were trying to tell me there's a dart in your neck. It's a lump. And because I'm a guy, and guys typically don't take medical advice, a lot of me or my friends don't, which isn't the smartest thing, I ignored it. Well, that was a mistake. Thank God I have the greatest friends in the world and the best wife in the world too. I have a friend who's a doctor, Dr. Steve Adler, is a good friend of mine. He used to be a head and neck surgeon. And he went and gave a look right away. And he said, "You need to have this checked out via imaging, an MRI, like yesterday, like stat." So I went yesterday, and those of you who listen to the show regularly, some of our new listeners, you ever see these scars on my, see one right there? I can't move my arms much, but you get it if you're watching me on Rumble. I have lipomas. I get fatty tumors a lot. They are not cancerous at all. They're only hurt when they grow on nerves and stuff. So I've had a lot of them taken out of my body, lipomas. Again, they're not cancer. So I thought that's what it was in my neck, was a lipoma. And I hope I'm not over belaboring this story. I went to get to the point, but it's really hard for me to talk about this because I just learned this yesterday. So I went in, and the doctor there, Dr. Todd, who's a radiologist, and Joe from the MRI machine, I think the name was Lauren, the woman there too. I can't thank them enough for getting me in. I got an MRI yesterday, contrast, and now without contrast too, both of them. And I noticed when I came out of the MRI machine that the look on the doctor's face had changed a little bit. As he told me in the room inside, that it is not a lipoma. "We're not doing that," which was very scary. Now, that's the bad news. So the good news is, it's a tumor, but there's a strong likelihood that it is not, in fact, cancerous. We don't know what it is. It's in a very weird spot in my neck, near my carotid artery and near, vocal cords and things. And it is big. It's 7 centimeters. Head to caboose and front to back. So it's not something to sneeze about for us. But it's scary. I debated telling you all about this, but again, I've received a number of emails from people who are starting to notice it now. I can't even move my neck. Weirdly enough, in the MRI from just years of other stuff, weightlifting, and they found a degenerative neck disease in my C5, C6 too. That's where my neck does show it to you, but I really can't move my neck that much. It's maybe over there if you can see, but some of you have already seen it. It's grown pretty quick. So, we'll see what it is. I want to thank, again, my wife first, because I mean, what would any guy do without it? We without a good woman. But I also want to thank the radiologist, Dr. Todd. I'm remiss to put his last name out there, candidly, because I'm not even joking. I'm afraid some lunatic will. But I know my friend, Dr. Steve Adler, doesn't really care because, you know, but he, there were, these are just great people. And like I said, the imaging folks there, Joe and the woman who was there, forgive me, I didn't catch her name on the way out, because after the doctor, after the radiologist told me it was not a lipoma, which again is not dangerous at all. Well, very, very rarely. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my medical advice. I have lipomas. They haven't been dangerous to me, is a better way to say that at all. You just take them out and that's it. After he told me it wasn't a lipoma, folks, everything he said after that honestly sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher, because all in my head I could keep thinking was the worst. And the problem is I've had a lot of medical issues in my life. And typically when it's good news, they tell you it's good news. And the last thing you want to hear is every time there's good news is bad news. There's also another growth in there as well. Not in the neck, but in another area that's a little bit concerning. So, you know, I'm only 45. I've got young kids and a dog. A great dog. She's sitting right there. She never even barks during the show. And this was not the news I needed. Having said that, I chose this shirt today too, Folds of Honor, because I just want you to understand that life goes on no matter what happens. For me, for everyone else, this show will go on no matter what happens. No matter what happens, no matter what happens. And there are people who have suffered far worse than me. Hence, we have Folds of Honor, a charity which takes care of people who don't even get to go on the air and talk because they're dead, because they died for you overseas. So our struggles are minimal. And I've always told you about the Bernard Malamud quote from The Natural, we all live two lives, right? The one we learn from and the one we live after that. And the genuine path to happiness is through suffering. I knew, my wife and I knew, she said to me last night, she said, I knew something was going to go wrong. Everything was too perfect. Even in the struggle this year, you all have made our lives. Even in the struggle this year, you all have made our lives unbelievably rewarding. You have. It's an honor to do this show every day and speak to nearly a million people who find what me, Joe, Drew, and Paula have to say and add to the conversation interesting is an honor that's almost unspeakable, literally, because I don't know the words for it, because I never saw myself in this position. I'm going to move on. I just want to do one more thank you here because this matters, and I know he'll hate it, but I'm going to do it anyway because I don't really care if he hates it, because, you know, left-wing media folks will tear him up anyway because he's sick of who he is. But I had to cancel last night. Some of you probably noticed my Tuesday spot on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News, which I've done in pretty much every Tuesday for the last, 4 years. I couldn't go on the air last night because, you know, I just couldn't. It wasn't right. I was just taking it all in, and it's a lot to hear. Like I said, when the doctor said, that's not a lipoma, I just didn't even hear anything after that. I just heard that's not a lipoma. Everything else was, could have been in, you know, a foreign language because I didn't hear a word. So I couldn't go on the air. So I called the booker, Haley, who's great, from Hannity Show. And I said, Haley, I can't go on tonight. I told her why, obviously. And she was, you know, could not have been more supportive. She's like, you know how the Fox family is. You know, I get it, folks. There's always like some beef with, I understand, but you have to understand behind the scenes, there are real people there. It's not just some big corporate behemoth. There are real people with real feelings that work there. And not chilling for anybody when I tell you that when you're sick and you need something, the Fox crew is the first ones there for you. And it's not just the Republicans either. So we can put our politics for aside for a moment. But within just minutes of calling, I didn't tell Sean Hannity anything because Sean's got a show to prepare. And you know, my issues are my issues. Sean's a friend, but I don't want to bother him. Of course, Sean called because that's what he does, and spent, I'm not kidding, 2 hours on the phone when he probably was busy preparing his own show. He wasn't. He was talking to me. And he got me on the phone with some friends of his who provided some significant assistance to me that I would not have gotten any other way. And I'll never forget that. So just remember, you know, for the lunatics out there who like to attack Sean, you don't know the real Sean behind the scenes. I do. And I've told you that 1,000 times. His charitable donations, his work for people behind the scenes that he doesn't tell you about, for our troops, and what he does for his friends. He had no need to call me. I'm not kidding. I didn't want him to call me. He's got his own job and his own life he's got to take care of. But he did. And 2 hours later, he was still on the phone with his friends helping me out. And to those two doctors as well, you know who you are. I deeply, deeply appreciate your help. I'll be flying up on Friday to New York and I'll have some updates there. We'll have a regular show this week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, I'll record them. I don't want to, this is too important a time to be pussyfooting around. Just got to get on the air. So I'll have some updates for you. All right, now let's get to the real deal because we have real news out there today and it's important we get to it. There's no time to lay down your arms in this political fight. So, you know, folks, this line about Joe Biden that, Uncle Joe, the Scranton kid, Notre Dame fighting guy, Scranton kid, you know, Joe's just a really good guy. And, you know, Joe, he's going to be the calming agent, the sedative after the chaotic years of Donald Trump. And let me just say about Donald Trump, too, before I get to this whole myth about, that's the whole gist of the segment, this myth that Biden is somehow a good guy, as if you'd know that. That is a myth. The case for the Never Trump crowd, the supposedly conservative, dreaded air quotes, Republican Never Trump crowd against Trump, is becoming increasingly ridiculous by the moment. And now, if you're Never Trump because you're a Democrat and a liberal, you have a great case. Trump is conservative and is governed relatively conservative. I would argue in a conservative presidency not rivaled since Ronald Reagan. And I think I can make a very strong case for that, not in a based on fact. If you're a liberal or a Democrat and you don't like Republican and conservative policies, you're right. You should be Never Trump. No problem at all. You do your thing, we'll do ours. We're not going to convince you. I get that. But for the Republican crowd out there claiming they're Never Trump on principles, your case, now that this third Supreme Court seat is opened up and President Trump's list of people are pretty conservative here, your case against Trump is now ridiculous. Tax cuts, deregulation, getting rid of this racist, critical race theory nonsense, government reforms, Planned Parenthood fights, now potentially 3 Supreme Court justices, hundreds of conservative justices across the appellate and circuit courts. Your case against Trump that you have the sads and you wet your diaper because of his tweets is absurd now. Would you agree, Joe? Ridiculous?
Yeah.
It's childish. I get what you're saying. Some people don't like the tweets. Again, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. Some do. I'm not discrediting it. I'm just saying if your principles are conservative, like you say, and you're arguing against Trump on conservative principles, not your feeling about his personality, you're just lying. Because his principles are your principles, whether you like him personally or not. Principles he's governed by. Your case is ridiculous. Now, having said that, how to get that out of the way? Because it's been bothering me since yesterday. How these Never Trump guys, like the Lenin Project, otherwise known as the Lincoln Project, you know, with their Russia ties, they're still, I don't even like mentioning their name because they're such clowns. They're still making the Republican case against Trump. There isn't one, okay? You just admit you're a Democrat and move on. But onto this, again, argument that Joe Biden, he's a good man. He's going to be a nice sedative, a Valium for the country after the years of Donald Trump. He's not a good man, folks. And I'm very sorry to have to tell you that. You know why? Because good men don't do corrupt things. Good men make mistakes. Great men make serious mistakes. But good men don't do corrupt things over and over again. What do I mean by that? There's a fascinating video by Rudy Giuliani, who was on Maria Bartiromo's show on Fox, that got shockingly almost no media play at all. Rudy Giuliani, who knows and has been all over the Hunter Biden corruption case in Ukraine, he does this hit appearance with Maria Bartiromo, and he starts talking about, remember the tapes, Joe, we played them, the Biden tapes where he's talking to Poroshenko.
Oh, yeah.
Again, if you haven't heard of them, if you watch this show, you heard them on the show. If you don't watch this show, you haven't heard them because they were played nowhere. So some leaked tapes of Joe Biden when he was vice president, talking to the Ukrainian president, Poroshenko at the time. We played them on the show. They're devastating. They really lay the groundwork for the Biden corruption in Ukraine, where Biden's kid, Hunter, had a $50,000 plus a month job there, a no-show job for a natural gas company for experience Hunter Biden didn't have while Biden was appointment on Ukraine. Giuliani says, wait for it in this video, that there are more tapes. Remember, because Joe Biden, point man on Ukraine, demanded the prosecutor looking into the company his son Hunter was working for. That prosecutor got fired. Biden's on tape telling people he demanded the prosecutor looking into his son's company get fired. The media doesn't care about this story. Now, wouldn't it be weird if Biden was on tape talking to the president of Ukraine, demanding it was fired? Giuliani says there are more tapes out there. Check this out.
He says
well,
it because
waiting on Senator
if he ever
Ron
goes
Johnson
against China, they'll sue him for his money back.
We're waiting
Burisma.
For the Senate Burisma
stinks
report
like
from
hell.
Ron Johnson on Burisma. What are we going to learn about Hunter Biden in Ukraine from this report?
But what you're going to learn is that there was no way that Zloshevsky, the crooked oligarch who paid the Biden family somewhere between $8 and $14 million, was paying for a drug addict, which is what this guy has been. This guy can't function. I don't think he ever showed up in Ukraine. It was a no-show job. So what was the no-show job for? Joe's influence. He was the most influential man in Ukraine. He had been put there by Obama. He was given out all the money. Zloshevsky needed him in order to save his company. And then Biden went ahead and did it. And he bribed Poroshenko. Uh-huh. It's on tape. There are five witnesses. And there are four recordings of conversations just at the time that the firing took place that have not been released. Four recordings that will amount to about 2.5 hours of conversations between Biden and Poroshenko. All right. They're all in February of 2016. Those should be released by President Trump. President Trump should declassify them and put them out. I will bet you.
I don't know if we'll get these.
He goes under if they come out.
I know that
you haven't heard about that, right? Where was it? Was that on the front page of the New York Times? So just let's change the name for a minute. So let's say Eric Trump is working in Ukraine for a company in a no-show job and getting $50,000+ a month for a company called Burisma that sells natural gas. The owner of that company has a corruption investigation going on against him when he hires Eric Trump, right? Donald Trump, of course, is the president and he would be the point man in Ukraine and is on tape with the Ukrainian president demanding the prosecutor looking into the corruption alleged guy running the company that hired Eric, demanding that prosecutor looking into it be fired. I'm sure that story'd be nowhere. The story, of course, would be on the front page of every newspaper in America from now till the end of time. From the Alpha to the Omega, beginning to end, you'd never hear the end of it till Donald Trump was in prison, Eric Trump was bankrupted and in handcuffs. Of course, it's not Eric Trump we're talking about. It's Joe Biden's kid, Hunter. There are more tapes out there. Are we going to see those tapes? See, unlike the Russian collusion hoax, which was dropped before the election in 2016, before, contrary to what your liberal friends tell you. Hold on, do I have this up here? Because they always say, you know, if they wanted to mess with Trump, I usually keep this up on my phone. Do I have it here? No, I don't. I must have closed it up. But the New York Magazine I usually keep the article up on my phone, reported on, it was leaked to New York Magazine, the fake Russian collusion hoax before the November 2016 election to damage Trump. You can look that up yourself, because the liberals will tell you they didn't try to damage Trump before the election. That investigation happened. All that stuff was leaked afterwards. That's just false. You're just an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Which is weird, because now we have evidence, direct evidence. Giuliani's on. He's not going to go on TV and get sued. He's claiming there's tapes. Trust me, there's tapes. Of Joe Biden talking to this Ukrainian president, allegedly demanding the prosecutor looking into his son's company with the CEO with some issues with the law, get fired so they don't get uncovered. And nobody's concerned. Listen to me. Any serious media outlet, serious, which eliminates almost all of them. Any serious media outlet will be all over this story today. This could be the biggest corruption scandal pre-election we've seen in our lifetime. Is it fair? Is it fair to hear those tapes before the election? Of course the answer is yes. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, is it going to change anybody's mind in this hyper-polarized environment? Honestly, sadly, I have no idea. It might not. Joe Biden is probably on tape talking about some really horrible things, and people dislike this president so much that some of these Democrats don't even care. But is it fair to have the full plate of information before making the most important election decision of your lifetime, the presidential election in your ballot? The answer is, of course it is. And any serious media outlet would recognize that. But they won't. You'll see it drip out after the election if Joe Biden wins. And it'll drip out in drips and drabs in the media's technique. You know how they do it, right? Like they did it with Benghazi and all the other scandals. They drip it out. Slowly. Drip, 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 drip. Why? They drip it out slowly so the full punch of the scandal doesn't hit you at once. Oh my gosh, we let four people die in Benghazi and did nothing about it. They drip out little nuggets of information because they know it's going to come out eventually. And they drip it out so that a year and 2 years later, when the scandal's lost its punch due to all the drips, when we bring it up again with the next strip, conservatives, they go, look at this guy, Bongino, conspiracy theorist, talking about, it's old news, Joe. It's old news. It's old news. We've been reporting on this for 2 years. No, you had the story 2 years ago. You dripped it out in a very calculated technique to... It's like, you know, do you want to punch a full force Mike Tyson to the ribs at once? Or do you want a little like ding, 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 ding? Of course you want that. Even though it goes on and it's annoying for a year, it's not a rib breaker. That's what they do. They drip it out. So they're just little love taps that annoy you, but they don't reckon to break your ribs.
Nah.
And then after 2 years of them covering it in drips and drabs, despite telling you the real story, they go, look at these conspiracy theorists still talking about Benghazi as if those four patriots didn't die there. Do you notice that? You bring up Benghazi now. You'll have a left-wing lunatic site like Media Matters. Bring it, Bambagino, lunatic, bring it up Benghazi again. As if those four people came back to life and were killed over there while we did nothing.
Move on.
Move on. Move on.
There it is. Move on.
MoveOn.org. Huh. MoveOn.org, yeah. The lunatic left site. MoveOn.org. That's literally their name. MoveOn.org was, that's a great point, was literally founded during the Clinton impeachment, where they dripped the Clinton impeachment charges. Wait, he was doing what in the White House? Huh? We had to like protect our kids. I can't even talk about it on the show because kids watch this show. He was doing what with Lewinsky in the White House? They dripped the story out the media slowly, 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 slowly. And Joe's right. After a year and a half of dripping, and instead of telling you the real story of Clinton's corruption and lying, they were like, move on, folks. MoveOn.org.
Yep.
That's their actual leftist site. It's time to move on. That's exactly what they're going to do. It's a great point. Well done. That is exactly what they're going to do with the Hunter Biden story. All right. I want to get to our third sponsor today. But this story gets worse because there's been breaking news yesterday. It's why I'm talking about Hunter Biden. Because it's before the election and you need the information now, not afterwards. Hopefully you'll spread it to your leftist friends. Maybe we can change one mind. I hope. I'll get to that article in a minute about how the Hunter Biden story shockingly gets worse. Folks, today's show brought to you by friends by Patriot Mobile. Every day we see new shocking videos of lunatic anarchists threatening innocent people, destroying businesses, burning down neighborhoods, throwing Molotov cocktails, and attacking the police. These riots have endured because the money keeps flowing in. Do you know that Verizon donated $10 million to a myriad of social justice organizations, including Al Sharpton's National Action Network? I did not know that. It's the first time I'm hearing about that. Patriot Mobile shares your values, and unlike Big Mobile, won't send your hard-earned money to aid in the destruction of America or fund Planned Parenthood. Instead, get the same, reliable, nationwide service and support a company that loves America, shares our values, and supports our police. Switching is super easy. Keep your phone number. Bring your own phone. Buy a new phone. Either way, you're good. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan and get free activation plus a special gift with the offer code Dan. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more, so please make the switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/Dan, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or 972-PATRIOT. Okay, so back to the show. As I said, shockingly, the case of Joe Biden and his corrupt family operations gets even worse. You're like, my gosh, how could it get worse? His son's at a no-show job in Ukraine collecting $50K a month while his dad's the point man in Ukraine at a company that had corruption allegations against it was being investigated, and Joe Biden wants the person investigating the company to be fired, and he gets fired? Yes, that sounds really bad. Yes, it gets worse. I say surprise, not surprising, not stunning at all. It's the Biden family. Oh, he's a good guy. Good luck with that one. National Review, great piece. Be up in the show notes. Please read this, please. Bongino.com/newsletter. That's how you access the show notes. Go to Bongino.com/newsletter. Subscribe to our newsletter. It's free, of course. We'll send you these articles every day. This National Review article is worth your time by Jack Crow. Sorry, it was an emotional beginning of the show today. Still trying to get my head together in some ways here. National Review. Senate report details Hunter Biden's extensive foreign business dealings and Obama officials' efforts to distance from him. I thought the Obama people didn't know. John Kerry, I don't know anything about Hunter Biden overseas. What are you talking about? They didn't? That's really weird. Because what else was Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's kid, doing overseas? Leveraging his family name. Keep in mind, he doesn't have any skills to be getting a lot of these jobs. He's obviously getting these jobs, as he acknowledged himself in an interview, Hunter Biden, by the way, because his last name is Biden. But Joe Biden, Scranton kid, Scranton kid, lunch bucket Joe, just like the rest of us who are kids. Joe, little Joe, he got a $50,000 gig with a Ukrainian natural gas company, right? Just like, right?
I'm a piece of cake, man.
They let him out of the Marines. Of course, Joe's fighting for the country in the Marines. Right. Where they, I promise you, they're not making $50,000 a month.
No, hell no.
He's actually doing a real job, like real people and real patriots do. Sorry, I don't like to bring up. But it's just, my kids don't get that. I've got great connections. I've never had a Ukrainian gas company offer me $50,000 a month for you. Hey, your daughter Isabel's really talented. Can we pay her $50K a month? I've never had that. And if I did, I would laugh it off and, of course, be like, what are you, insane? You have my word. I will not be taking any jobs with Ukrainian natural gas companies for $50K a month. Don't worry. The verdict is in. True. Again, you know, bad infomercials. But wait, there's more.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is a bad Hunter Biden infomercial. There's actually more. From the National Review case. You never get this. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The media, nothing about this outside of conservative outlets like National Review and Just the News and elsewhere. Quote, in the course of Hunter Biden's globe-trotting business career, he racked up more than $4 million in, quote, questionable financial transactions. Gee, you think? With well-connected foreigners. Wow, strange how they don't call that collusion. Hmm. It goes on. He... I was talking to a guy the other day who sometimes he inject these huzz.
Yeah. Huh?
He's like, Joe, once somebody sounds confused by this too. Back to, this is true. Really weird, isn't it? This isn't any foreign collusion. Back to that screenshot number. Paul is like getting quick on the trigger finger now. I know, I'll read ahead. He partnered with Chinese businessmen connected to the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army. Wow, that's really weird. He took cash from the wife of the corrupt former mayor of Moscow. Moscow? Huh? Gosh, that sounds like Russian collusion. And he sent funds to Ukrainian and Russian nationals living in the U.S. that are, this is a quote, linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring, according to this Senate report.
Oh.
Huh?
Huh?
No biggie there, folks. We have the son of the vice president involved with the Chinese Communist Party, wants to destroy the United States, the People's Liberation Army of the Chinese Communist Party. And there are allegations he's involved in some money transfers between organizations linked to human trafficking and prostitution rings from Eastern Europe. Wow. It's kind of weird how that's not on like the front page of the New York Times, you know? Kind of strange, you know? And now, of course, the Democrats, who are hapless buffoons, wait for it. They've already done it this morning, so I'm kind of like getting ahead of something that's already out, so I'm almost behind it while getting ahead of it. The Biden's team will be like, this is another Trump effort to collude with foreigners to expose my son's foreign collusion. Okay, sure. And then they'll accuse Ron Johnson of farting and writing about it in his yearbook, like Brett Kavanaugh. Remember that campaign, Sheldon Whitehouse, the ridiculous senator?
Oh, yeah.
From Rhode Island, Democrat loser. Remember him asking Kavanaugh about boofing?
Yeah.
Kavanaugh's like, dude, what is this, like kindergarten? You know, like, you know, boofing? My dog does that sometimes. This was in a Senate hearing. That'll be next, because Ron Johnson's the one who's in charge. The Republican senator from Wisconsin is in charge of this report. That's what they'll have a hearing on Ron Johnson boofing and writing about it in his yearbook when he was 9 in grammar school. They say, wow, Dan, that sounds really bad. This Hunter Biden sounds like he's in a lot of trouble. Chinese Communist Party, prostitution rings, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, the Moscow mayor. Oh, yeah, it gets worse. Let's see the details of this Moscow mayor story. This is just a doozy. So one such client of a company Hunter Biden was affiliated with was Elena Bouterina, wife of former Moscow mayor Yuri Lushkov, who was fired in 2010 by then Russian President Medvedev over corruption allegations. Man, what do you got to do in Russia to get fired? You got to be really bad. Bouterina became Russia's first female billionaire after her plastics company received a number of lucrative public contracts with the city of Moscow while her husband was the mayor. Wow, convenient. Sounds like Biden's deal. Lushkov used his position as mayor to approve over 20 real estate projects that were built by a Bouterina-owned construction company and ultimately generated multi-billion ruble profits for his family, according to the report. Client of one of Hunter Biden's companies. Moscow, collusion. See, here's, for those of you watching on Rumble and the video show, rumble.com/Bongino, here's Trump race. Sometimes liberals need visuals. Trump-Russia collusion. Trump-Russia collusion. They never meet. It's like opposite poles of a magnet. You really got to push them. They don't meet because there is none. Here's Biden-Russia collusion. Ding, 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 ding. A magnetic attraction that locks it like high-powered magnets you can't pull apart. You don't think it's an interesting story that corruption or allegations surround this Moscow mayor and his wife and that one of Hunter Biden's companies has a financial arrangement with him? You don't think that's weird? Where are our media? The answer? They have their heads in the wazoo. By the way, thank you to everyone who sent me the dictionary definition of where the wazoo is. Of course, I know. But to keep the show semi-family friendly, I pretend I don't know where the wazoo is. We know where the wazoo is. The media has their heads in their own wazoos. They don't want to tell you any of this. If you're not watching the show, you actually think Biden's a good guy. Scranton kid. Scranton kid with more money from Park Avenue than from Scranton. No, but Trump's the Park Avenue guy. Really? That's funny because Biden's campaign donations from Park Avenue are 8-1. Compared to Trump. See, we covered that yesterday. Another Biden's a good guy. Normal guy, Joe. Just like you and I have kids in Ukraine getting $50,000 a month. Normal guy, just like the rest of us. Now you may say, gosh, that's bad. Chinese Communist Party, Moscow corruption, human trafficking, prostitution allegations, prostitution rings. What about, where's the Me Too movement on this? I'm just checking. We heard anything from them? No, I'm serious. I'm just not a joke. Have we heard anything from the Me Too movement? Of course not. It's a protected class, the Biden family. Believe all women, Joe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except the one that had the allegations against Joe Biden. Don't believe her.
Right.
Don't believe her. She's not to be believed. Believe all women. But by all, we mean all women except people that accuse Joe Biden. Prostitution rings. You think the Me Too movement be involved in this, right? No, we're covering it, not you. We're doing Me Too. You're not doing Me Too. You're doing Me Too except for Biden. You say, gosh, can this get worse? Of course it can get worse. Here's another allegation in the National Review piece. So there's a political figure in Kazakhstan who's got his own issues. And he's got connections to Russia. So here's a quote from the report. Given Rakishev's close connections, this is the Kazakhstan guy, to political leadership in Kazakhstan, the tense political situation, Hunter Biden's longstanding relationship with Archer, Devin Archer, that's his partner, and involvement in transactions with Rosemont Seneca Bohai, and the fact that the payment was timed perfectly with Vice President Biden's trip to Kiev to discuss sanctions against Russia for the invasion of Crimea, the April 22nd, 2014 payment from Rakishev to Rosemont Seneca Bohai raises serious questions, the report reads. Let me translate that for you. So there's another guy in Kazakhstan making payments to a company controlled by Hunter Biden while they're negotiating with people in Kiev and Russia. I'm sure they're paying again for Hunter Biden's vast experience in foreign diplomatic relations, which is what, Joe? Exactly zero. I'm not kidding. I have more experience in foreign. I traveled to 36 countries with the Secret Service and probably 50 plus cities overseas. I've dealt with generals and heads of the military, heads of state. I'm not messing with you. I'm doing security events. I have more foreign policy experience than Hunter Biden. And I was never offered $50K a month by Burisma or big payments by the Moscow mayor or Kazakhstan political leaders or Ukrainian human traffickers or whatever. I never got that. Weird. All right, I've got some video coming up next. I want to get to my final sponsor before I play this, but we'll put this in the here's what we're up against file. This is really stunning. This is video of some of our folks out there who support Black Lives Matter. Again, I'll get to this in a second. And I'm not messing this up. This isn't for effect. Like their take, Joe, is, kill Whitey, but just not today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. I'm glad you put that little caveat in it. Yeah. You think I'm kidding? Wait till you see this video coming up next from the BBC. I'm not joking. That's not a joke. When people say kill Whitey, we don't mean like now. Oh, okay. Whew. Joe. Sweat.
I feel better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should. Whitey, you and I, both big trouble. By the way, these are their words. I'm just throwing that in there. No, not you. Yeah, Paula's okay. She's Colombian. Is she okay? I'm not really sure because she's married to me. Remember, these people don't actually have principles, like me too. Believe all women except Paula may be roped in to their, quote, whitey crowd, even though Paula is not in any way white.
White so by association.
White by association. That's right. We live in a vacuum of stupid right now. We can't get out of it. All right, final sponsor today, another great company, our friends at We the People Holsters. Here is mine. That is my actual We the People holster. Of course, this is the actual We the People holster, meaning it says We the People on it because it's their constitution print. You'd see that. We the People love this. If COVID wasn't warning enough for you, the last 2 weeks have reminded us all why there's a Second Amendment. If the left succeeds in their continued efforts to defund the police, there might not be anyone to help in an emergency, as we're seeing right now in some of these liberal cities where you can't get a cop to show up because there aren't any around. This is why you need to be properly trained and carry with a proper safe holster. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, you know that. Now, they do have generic inside-the-waistband holsters out there and other holsters that are made for, one-size-fits-all firearms. I've used those. I cannot recommend in strong enough terms, you do not. I got rid of mine years ago when I found We the People because your firearm falls out all over the place. And it's super uncomfortable, which then you're just not going to wear it. We the People has holsters starting at just $39. They're custom designed to fit your firearm perfectly. You see that? Cut for your specific firearm, made right here in the USA. When you put it in, it goes click. That's how you know it's in there. It's not made in the Chaz. It's made right here. They have thousands of options to choose from, plus an amazing selection of printed holsters. Again, this is my We the People one, literally. Their proprietary clip design allows for to easily adjust the cant and the ride of the holster so it doesn't ride up against that hip bone. You know how uncomfortable that can be with those other crap holsters. Now's the time to support American companies. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com. Don't wait. /Dan. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. Get yours today. Every holster ships free. Comes with a lifetime guarantee. That's right. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code Dan. You're not going to find a better offer anywhere. Satisfaction is guaranteed. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a total refund. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Dan. Use offer code Dan today. These are great. You're going to love this. Get a lot of good feedback about them. All right. So, I was not, sadly, I'm not kidding about this video. This is from the BBC, and we got it from an account called Defund the BBC, which obviously highlights liberal nonsense on the BBC. And this is a bunch of commentators talking about, you know, the BLM movement and whatever, and how, don't worry, when people say, you know, kill Whitey, they don't mean that today. I guess this is their form of peaceful protesting. It's not a joke. Check this out.
Do you ever read James Baldwin, Sophie?
I have read some James Baldwin. What I find striking every time that I sort of interact with that idea of white power and black power is that those myths, as you were talking about, those capitalist myths are so prevalent today. They're so real today. Like the myths that we have about black power, like black power, Wakanda, it's still a world where Africa was never colonized, was never pillaged for its resources. Mm-hmm. Like white power is Trump Tower. Like these things are put against each other. But when we say we want to kill Whitey, we don't really mean we want to kill Whitey. We do. But when we say we want to kill Whitey, it's like a it's a capitalist.
Today.
Not today.
You're gonna finish the show.
But when people react to people saying that white privilege, whiteness is a capitalist structure. It benefits Absolutely. Itself. It hurts white people. It hurts non-black people. It hurts black people. But still this kind of fear of a black alternative. And it's these sort of rhetorics battled against each other, these extreme capitalist rhetorics of supremacy.
Huh. Don't worry, Joe. As I said, sleep easy, Armacost. They don't want to kill Whitey today. So we're good for today. I don't know about tomorrow. They want to kill Whitey tomorrow. Did you notice, Joe, one thing about that? I know this probably jumped out to you too, that they all think this is hilarious.
I was going to say that. I was going to jump right in.
They're all laughing. Yes. It's not a joke. Folks, again, please watch the video. Rumble.com/Bongino for my video. You can watch it on YouTube, but please don't. Please watch it on Rumble. Rumble.com/Bongino. I'm done with these tech tyrants. So they all think it's hilarious that they want to kill Whitey, but again, just not today. Maybe tomorrow, maybe after the election, you know, the Transition Integrity Project, their whole street fight they're playing. Who knows? Maybe after the election. But kill Whitey, just not today. Now, again, I just encourage you always the shoe on the other foot approach. If this was an interview by, say, a prominent Tea Party activist who went on Fox News and said, I don't even want to say and put another word in there because it would be offensive. But even I'll just even use their words. If he was talking about, say, white liberals and someone's a Tea Party guy on Fox News said something like, yeah, you know, it's like kill Whitey, but don't worry, not today. You'd probably be in jail for a threat. I'm not kidding. You'd unquestionably be banned from Fox. You know, the segment wouldn't even air. They would dump you out right away. And you would probably be in prison for threatening people. But again, because it's an activist for Black Lives Matter and other groups out there supporting them and other things, talking about white supremacy, she's probably having a tough time finding. Oh, it's in Trump Tower. You have any actual evidence of that? Of course you don't. She gets a pass. She gets a pass, of course. All right, moving on. So, you know, I've been involved for a while. This is an important segment, folks. My fight against the tech tyrants goes on. Goes on every day. I'm tired of them. I am sick of it. I am sick of YouTube. I am sick of Google, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. What they do to us is ridiculous. I'm tired of it. So, you know, some of you out there, some very few, but I'll get emails from liberals once in a while who still insist that the suppressing of conservative content on social media platforms is in fact a myth. It is not. Now, fair enough, some will say, Dan, your Facebook page is constantly one of the top posters in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just organic because people go to my Facebook page and like the content. Facebook does everything it can to fact check my page with fake fact checks and threaten me. I have the emails from Facebook on my Facebook account. We will reduce the distribution of your page if you continue to post factual information like you're posting that they fake fact check. You don't understand what goes on behind the scenes. So the liberals who tell me that, oh, your Facebook page gets traffic, tons of traffic. you're not watching what I'm watching behind the scenes. YouTube crushes our content all the time. I'm free to talk about it openly now because we're on Rumble. Again, please watch my video. It's free, Rumble. It's just, it's YouTube, but better. I'm involved with them, of course, financially now because I put my skin in the game. I don't mess around. When I fight a fight, I'm all in. I want to show you how bad Google actually is. Google owns YouTube. Some of you may not know that. They hate us, Google. Here's a great story in the show notes today. Just the News, John Solomon's excellent site. He has an account on Rumble too, by the way, rumble.com. Welcome over Tony Katz to Rumble. We got a bunch of other personalities coming over there too. A lot of them. Because they're getting sick of YouTube too. But great article in Just the News. This one's by Carrie Sheffield, who works at the website over there. Google accused of censoring conservative videos, pushing right-leaning news low in search results. You're like, gee, that's not a shocker. I'm going to show you how this actually works. Let's go down into Solomon's piece, though, and talk about how they do this stuff. So one of my sponsors here, they did not ask me to talk, but this part's not paid at all. They did not ask me to, but they are a sponsor on this. Remember Job Creators Network? You know, the voter registration site? Well, they put a video out, a video of footage of leftist riots, folks. Not Tea Party riots. Why? Because there isn't any video of Tea Party riots. That's undefined. They put out a video of leftist riots. Here's coverage. What happened to it? Here's the Carrie Sheffield piece, Just the News. On Tuesday, the Job Creators Network, an advocacy group of business leaders, criticized YouTube for what they said was unfair censorship of one of their videos by blocking direct access to the video with an inappropriate content warning label. The video shows footage of scenes from what? Tea Party rioting? No. Recent rioting, looting, and violence nationwide, and asks, is your city next? It's video of leftist riots. You have to click through these inappropriate content labels first before this conservative group that advertises on my show, by the way, is allowed to show you the video of the leftist riots. This is real. Happening right now. Google hates you. So does YouTube. And YouTube, by the way, suppress all you want. We've got another outlet now, Rumble. All you do right when you do that, all you do is push more people over. You can't win this fight with me anymore. You thought you had us by the toenails a little while ago? You've got nothing on us anymore. Suppress all you want. I know you're liberal, lunatic, aggregator, whatever you call them, content viewers are watching the show going, we got to push this down in our search results on YouTube. Go right ahead. You get it. Go right ahead. Don't care. As I said, when I joined Parler, our best friend was Twitter. Every time Twitter attacks a conservative, Parler gets 500,000 new users. Every time YouTube goes after me, Rumble will get 10,000 new subscribers. Keep it up. Free market works both ways, you know. What else are they doing, Google, outside of suppressing conservative videos like the Job Creators Network video? Inappropriate content of leftist riots? Here's another one on Google search. Say some quote, Carrie Sheffield. Meanwhile, conservative news sites, including Breitbart, The Daily Caller, and The Federalist, all great websites, quote, have seen their Google search listings dramatically reduced by the search engine, according to Maxim Lott, who works for Stossel TV. Lott, creator of electionbettingodds.com, analyzed data from Systrix, a search engine optimization firm tracking a million different Google search keywords. Well, what did he find? He found that the tracker shows that Google search visibility for Breitbart first plunged in 2017 before falling to approximately zero in July of 2019, Lott wrote at Real Clear Politics, noting that both Breitbart and The Daily Caller confirmed their Google traffic dropped sharply as their search rankings fell. I'm sure that was for a legitimate reason. Of course it wasn't. Breitbart and The Daily Caller are conservative sites that, by the way, were all over the collusion hoax. The Daily Caller, Chuck Ross, broke the key details of the Spygate story before anyone in the fake mainstream media. And yet, their search engine results are falling and collapsing. Listen, I make the mistake too sometimes, and I ask your forgiveness. I'm serious. Sometimes I'll tell you to go to the internet, I'll say Google something. It's just something ingrained in my head. It's hard to get out. Don't use them. You have other, but DuckDuckGo, Paula, is that one of them? You have other search engines, other options out there. And again, with YouTube, I'm not pulling videos off there because you know why? Or Twitter, even though I have a significant financial stake in their competitors. The reason I don't pull my videos or content off Twitter or YouTube is because there is some liberal one day that may find a video there that may be useful in changing their minds. But my home for social media from this point on are Parler and Rumble. Fakebook's going to ban us eventually too. I'm sure of it. When it goes away, it goes away. Parler does everything they do, so it doesn't really matter. Now, showing you the scam that this is. So again, you know I'm involved in Rumble. So I was talking to a friend, and he said, you want to see how bad Google, who owns YouTube, Google owns YouTube. They said, go to Google and Google this. Dog videos, Rumble. Even better. Joe, right? This is common sense. You think if you Googled dog videos on Rumble, you would get what, Joe? Is dog videos on Rumble, right?
I would think so.
I know that's crazy.
Yeah.
You would think, right, Joe? Yeah. You're, no, just to be clear, Joe, you're not an internet database guy. You are the finest audio producer in the business. He's not. I'm not either. Paula is, as a matter of fact. She's really super smart. But any dope could figure this out, including us here, that if you Google dog videos on Rumble, that you would actually get dog videos on Rumble. Here is a screenshot of my actual phone when I Googled dog videos on Rumble. Look what comes up. YouTube. I only included the top five because there's probably 20 more of YouTube videos that they got from Rumble and put on YouTube. Licensing stuff. But they're not on Rumble because Google owns YouTube and shuts you down. Just like Twitter's doing everything it can to keep Parler hidden too. You have choices, folks. The free market works. We're working at Parler. We understand going on. There was some, you know, we were working on it. We had so many people in the beginning. No website's perfect. No app is perfect. Rumble either. But we are working really hard and we've got a really good product. I'm asking you as a friend, and again, someone who put his own skin in the game, stop going to these sites. Go to Parler, go to Rumble first. If you need to see some of Twitter, you want to fight with some liberals, go right ahead. You want to post something to YouTube as a content creator, hoping a lib sees it one day, go ahead. I'm just asking you to make this your home. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm fine. My wife and I live a very frugal lifestyle. It's not about the money. It's about putting your own skin in the game. That's what it's about for me. I will never, probably in my lifetime, see the fruits of any of that. My kids might, but whatever. Okay, I'm going to wrap up with this story today. And tomorrow I'm going to get to some more tech tyranny with the election coverage. And it's just ridiculous what they're doing. But this story is quite hilarious. And I want you to see it. Please read this in the show notes. It's a follow-up on Tiana Lowe's story from the Washington Examiner the other day about Princeton University. I shouldn't let this. All right. This is in the show notes. Check it out. Washington Examiner staff, Princeton's cheap, empty virtue signaling may prove very expensive. Folks, I'm not even going to do a screenshot from this because I just want to explain this to you because the story, if this doesn't put a smile on your face, you have no sense of humor at all. So Princeton University decided that they were going to cater to the woke, Black Lives Matter Marxist crowd. And they put out, of course, a statement, probably on demand of, you know, a group of blue checkmark Twitter people, that our university is racist, Joe, racist. You can't even fix it. It's so racist. You can read the statement. I'm exaggerating with the statement, but Princeton University, I'm not kidding, put out a statement suggesting the university was racist. We got to do everything we can what were they doing? They're woke signaling to the woke brigade that we acknowledge our white privilege and how racist we are against our black students. Kind of a rough thing to put out there, no? Now, I can tell you right now, I can categorically state my company, Bongino Inc., Bongino Report, Rumble, Parler, whatever company I'm associated with, we do not judge anyone based on their race, where they're from, sex, or anything like that. We actually believe in things like real diversity, even their political beliefs. You're talented, you're talented. I don't care if you're a liberal or not. Come work for us. Can you imagine ever in 1,000 years putting out a statement acknowledging your company is in fact unfixably racist to signal to the woke brigade that you're woke too? So what happened? Well, some of you caught the story the other day. Tiana Lowe broke it. Apparently the federal government that allocates federal education dollars to universities like Princeton and elsewhere, thankfully, Joe, has a condition for those dollars, which we should all be glad is in there. And that condition's what? If you're a racist, we're not going to give you any money.
Oh,
probably a good idea, don't you think, Joe, to throw that in there? I think everybody pretty much agrees with that. If a university came out and said, we are absolutely racist against black people, you're not getting my money or Joe's or Paula's or anyone else. Fair, right? So now Princeton's got a little problem. The federal government's opened an investigation into Princeton and is saying, I don't think we should give you any tax dollars anymore because you guys are racist. We're not racist. You just said you're racist. You put out a statement. So now Princeton's in a little pickle.
Yeah.
What's the pickle? The pickle now is Princeton, because there's an investigation open, they can, number one, come out and say, okay, really not. Folks, Princeton's not racist. Let me go on the record. Princeton University is, they're not. Now, do they discriminate against conservatives? Yes. Do they discriminate based on race? Maybe in their admissions, who knows? They're admitting they're, I don't believe that. So Princeton University has two choices. They can come out and say, hey, we're not really racist against minority black students. I don't believe they are. But we just said that to signal to the woke people. So we were just kidding. Princeton University, therefore, will be the laughing stock of both the woke brigade, who will attack them for saying, how dare you say you're not racist against blacks? Everybody is. White fragility. 1619 Project. You're racist. This is the patriarchy, white supremacy. So you see how option number one, they're screwed. If they screw the woke brigade and say they're not racist, forget it. But then what happens? They lose boatloads of cash from you because the federal government doesn't want to give money to racist people. Or they could go down path two and continue to insist that they are unfixably racist, lose millions of federal dollars, and have to acknowledge on the record to the federal government who the racists are in the institution. I'd like to know that, right? Where they're located, what departments, who's getting money from them. Fair, right? My tax dollars are going to an institution acknowledging how racist they are. I want to know who the racists are, don't you? See, unlike liberals, we're the actual non-racists. They're the racists. So if my tax dollars are going to a university paying racists, I want to know who they are, don't you? So that's option two. They can continue down their yes, we're racist path, cater to the woke brigade, the woke-tivists from Wokistan, and they can undergo a full investigation where taxpayers like me get to find out who exactly the racists are, their racist past, their racist social media, and we could take our tax dollars back. Sounds good, doesn't it? Again, tell me how voting for Biden, if you're a never Trump Republican lunatic, tell me how this would have happened under the Biden administration. Oh, Dan, this is just Donald Trump weaponizing the federal government. Is it? You have an institution getting my money, acknowledging it's racist against black Americans. I want to know who they are. Fair? Of course it is. Get your mail-in ballots now, or go vote in person, whatever you want. But I don't care if there is a nuclear explosion before this election. You better get out there and vote, because this kind of stuff from Wokistan is going to happen more and more if we don't get Donald Trump reelected. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for tuning in. Again, there will be we're not going to miss any shows this week. Don't worry. I may have to record Friday morning a little early because I have a trip up there. I will let you know. I don't keep my secrets for my audience at all. So I appreciate your patience in the beginning. It was kind of an extended segment on my personal situation, which, you know, but given the optics of it, I don't want any of you to worry that I'm, you know, something worse. So now you know. So thanks for your patience again. I appreciate you're the best audience in the world. Please subscribe to the video show, rumble.com/Bongino. It's free. We're up to 63,000 subscribers already, which is pretty incredible since I just announced it last week. So please help us get to a couple hundred thousand. It helps us a lot. And then subscribe to the podcast, all free, Apple Podcasts and elsewhere. Thanks a lot, folks. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.